Unit 33A, Activity 2.
Hello and good morning at the History Channel. As every morning, we'll be taking a short look into the past. Listen to a bulletin of top news from the last decades read by Sarah Preston.
More than half a century ago, on July 20th, 1969, the spacecraft Apollo 11 landed the first humans on the moon. The American astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin were the first men to step on the lunar surface. Armstrong became famous for his sentence, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." 20 years later, in 1989, another milestone in history was achieved. The Berlin Wall was broken down after 28 years of separation between East and West Berlin. The fall of the wall paved the way for German reunification in 1990. After more than three centuries of white rule and 27 years in prison, Nelson Mandela was elected the first black president of South Africa in 1994. His party, the African National Congress, won 62% of the vote in the first democratic elections. In 1995, Austria, together with Sweden and Finland, became members of the European Union. Two-thirds of the Austrian population had voted in favor of joining the EU. This brought up to 15 the number of EU member states, covering almost the whole of Western Europe. On September 11, 2001, four passenger airliners were hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists. Two planes crashed into the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. Both towers collapsed after a number of explosions. One plane crashed into the Pentagon. The fourth aircraft crashed into the ground after passengers fought the hijackers. Almost 3,000 people died in the attacks. Coming up to the year 2011, on March 11th, a tsunami flooded coastal cities in the north of Japan, which caused severe damage to the Fukushima nuclear power plant. The result was the biggest nuclear disaster since Chernobyl in 1986. The 42nd Alpine Ski World Championship 2013 took place in Schladming, Austria. In the dramatic final run, Marcel Hirscher fulfilled his dream and won the slalom gold medal in his home country.